waiting for the clock.
Well, we are in our old business session. So if you or anybody has something, I believe, that you want to bring up on our old business, whether it's you or you, feel free to come forward.
All right.
And join us if you're Ed or you're a couple
of times. Sit back.
Okay.
See what's going to happen.
How are you, Ed?
Good.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, as we know, Mr. Wasserman had come and given a presentation already to you about the new stones for the memorial, the Veterans Memorial. He did price out three different slabs, about $64,000 each currently. Then he has been told that if we can get the order started or a deposit made by the end of the month, that they will save the additional money, which I think is about another $14,000 or $16,000. So, in speaking to the town council, we have discretionary funds available that we can tap into right now to pay that $25,000. And then anything further would have to be budgeted, just like yours would need to be budgeted. What we would prefer is if the county would do the contract with the VFW to do it, and then we would do an MOU with you folks and reimburse the county, as opposed to having two separate parties signing the application, or as opposed to actually having the town do it and then getting your participation. So, did I explain it correctly, Ed? Is that?
So you need a, would like to have an MOU with us regarding our commitment to...
Correct.
For the slabs, which would allow you to go ahead and...
Well, then what we would prefer to do then is if you would sign the contract, so it'd be the Sublette County Commissioners who sign that contract and commit to paying the $25,000, and then we would just reimburse you at our next town council meeting. So that way, contractually, it would be the county commissioners of the Sublette County that's actually on the line, and then we would pay you our share, similar to the way we did the Aspen Grove and everything like that.
So you're asking us to make the down payment? And you're going to reimburse that?
Yes, sir. And we will reimburse you at our next council meeting. That would be approved. And we already have the money in our budget. We have discretionary funds that we can tap into. So as long as you guys were willing to sign the agreement, we would reimburse you. And then the rest of it needs to be dealt with, obviously.
So, Mr. Wood, I guess I have a question for you. And this may not be one that you would defer to our attorney. I don't know. If we sign this MOU, we are not basically, we're committing ourselves to that with that MOU, but we are not stepping over our boundaries in terms of not having money budgeted for this project in the current year budget.
That's a good question.
I don't think so, because you're going to sign the MOU with the town to that you are going to contract with the VFW for the construction of the slabs. The town will obligate to you that it will contribute $25,000, which it will contribute to you at this time. Now, the only issue there is your authority to expend those $25,000, and I'm assuming that you would handle that through amending your budget.
Right. But as far as the contract is still in place, but it's going to be contingent upon our next year's budget.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to be sure on that.
No,
that would be the same if the town were doing it. Everything would have to be contingent on next year's budget. We have $25,000 that is budgeted for contingency expenditure and construction for parks. So we can expend it in this budget year, which we would fund you and then to reimburse you as our share under the MOU. It'll be a very simple MOU. Of course, it won't be in place until we cut the check to you. I mean, until you sign it and we sign it. We'll sign it this meeting, get it to you. But we will still make your reimbursement.
Yeah. So basically, we don't need a budget transfer for the $25,000 if things move along like they should.
No.
We just need a motion to have an MOU with the town committing to the $25,000 with a contract with VFW and this monument company.
Correct. And then we would cut you a check before the end of the month, and that would, December would end, and you'd still you'd have our money in your banking account.
So if we make the motion for the MOU, you can work out the wording of the MOU.
Okay. And you wouldn't have to realign before expending, because you could expend and then realign. I'm assuming when you realign and do some other things.
We're going to do that at the end of this month anyway.
Yeah. Just combine with the other.
Yeah, that's what we're doing too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So when, remind me, Mr. Chairman, remind me when this deposit, when do you have to make this deposit?
It has to be done by the end of this month.
By the end of December.
Yeah, okay. To Bob Monument. You pay it to Bob Monument so that they can order the slab before the first of the year.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that's attractive to this, not only is there the savings on the slabs, but the 9-month fuse gets lit now.
Right.
So theoretically, we could cut the ribbon by the end of summer next year, which we could tie it with one of our memorials and have a nice little celebration at the same time. So as opposed to waiting.
Yeah.
Okay. So do we have
Mr.
a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move we... Well, it's hard to approve an MOU without having something in front to see it. But I move we move forward with developing an MOU between the county and the town of Pinedale that would allow the town of Pinedale to reimburse us for money that we obligate up front to start the process with Bob Monument.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Okay, yeah, just so I know. So we're actually not going to spend the money. You're going to give us the check. We're just obligated to pay it once you send the money
to us. We're
going
to give the money to you, then you'll pay it to Bot. So the contract will be between the county commissioners and Bot.
Okay.
And that way, because it just gets too many cooks in the kitchen with contracts and such.
And hopefully all this can be done by our December 17th meeting so you can get the check and the money and get the order.
We'll have to approve it at our Monday meeting.
Yep.
And
we'll approve it at the...
It's your next meeting and get the check to them.
Right. Okay.
So you'll get a hold of Matt and our county attorney and let them get going on that.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Well, Ed's going to develop the MOU, aren't you?
Right.
Yeah, and then we'll have a county attorney review.
County attorney will review it.
And then once we got that review, you sign off on it, we can take action on it at our next meeting.
Right.
Okay. So we got a motion, a second. Any other discussion? If not, call for the vote. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. I said aye. I was first.
Good. Motion carries. So I'll be sure.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Alan.
Guys. Thank appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right, we have been holding off on this one item. I think the last item on our agenda, and that is the appointment to the Predator Board for the sportsman seat. So I will open that up to the commissioners. We have two applicants, as we've already mentioned, one from Josh Adams and one from Chuck Batchelor. So...
I take it, Mr. Chairman, this is Josh Adams. I appreciate you coming to the meeting.
Yep.
This is, this doesn't happen very often when we appoint people to boards that they show up. So I appreciate that. And I guess my only question is, the qualification is you must be a sportsman.
Correct.
Are you a sportsman?
I am. I'm a big game hunter, which predators have affected that tremendously in the last few years. I also love to hunt coyotes and would love to be a part of this board to just, I'm not exactly sure what they do and how they do it, but I would love to be a part of it to learn and yeah. Be part of the board.
So you do, it's fair to say you do have some concept of what the significance of predator control to the county.
Yeah, I know that,
to livestock and wildlife.
Correct, yep. The ranchers that are on the board, they're there for the rancher part of it, and the sportsman is there, from what I understand, to voice and to be a part of the sports, the big game, deer, elk, antelope, that sort of stuff. And
okay, thank you.
So understand the effect that it has on everybody.
Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if it's a, I guess it's a question. Are you aware of the latest discussion about wolf predation outside of the trophy game into the what do they call it when they get outside a trophy there?
Well, it's just a predator.
Just a predator like a coyote.
Yep.
And we're having some serious problems in the south end of the Wyoming range. And recently had a discussion with Game and Fish, Department of Ag. Two members of the Predator Board were there talking about how and what we can do to get on top of that. Since that time, we now have a Wildlife Services person will be here all winter. And working on trying to collar one of those one or more wolves to lead us to the den so they can
take care of.
Yeah, and the preferred policy of Game and Fish, at least what I've been told, is that there will be zero tolerance for wolves outside of the trophy game. And I just wanted to make you aware of that, make sure you were supportive of that concept. And there will be some discussion coming up probably at the December meeting about whether or not the Predator Board should up the brand inspection fee from 20 cents a head to something more than that. Up until now, this commission has been financially supporting the Predator Board to up to a maximum amount, I believe, of $60,000 a year for predator control. A lot of that goes to killing coyotes. There's been some pushback from, and I think legitimate pushback, that we ranchers, of which I am one, should be paying a bigger share than just the 20 cents a head. And that there's issues involved with that, with summer cattle coming in that are not paying the fee because they don't have to. That's a discussion beyond the local Predator Board, but there are issues that you'll be getting involved in right off the bat with this appointment that you'll need to be prepared to.
Well, and I understand there's been some turmoil there. That's why this seat's available.
Well, that may be.
I know that the last sportsman resigned before his term was up. My plan is to learn what I can learn and try to be a good participant in that. You know, I kind of got this whole thing just developed here pretty quick, and I haven't had a whole lot of time to research all the ins and outs. You got different people in your ear all over the place and trying to have an open mind going in for what the issues are, and try to, if I'm appointed, tackle that as they come, the best, you know, with the best knowledge and whatever, do the research, do the right thing.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Bob, Vicker?
So, one question, I guess. This is an appointed to fill out a term. How long, how much more time is there on this?
I don't remember. I don't have it with me.
Yeah. I'm just curious.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't know without looking it up.
It's not right.
Yeah. This board is a little different than. We've got other boards that are fully appointed by the commission.
Right, no,
part of these are elected, and part of them are appointed. And the sportsman position is appointed
by us. Yeah, no, I understand
us.
That. I just didn't know what the term of it was.
Okay. So, any other questions of Mr. Adams?
Well, Mr. Chairman, as long as Mr. Adams is aware of the bridge he's about to cross, I move that we nominate him for this position on the Predator Board.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? If not, call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Mr. Adams, for your
Thank you for coming. Congratulations. I think. Good hunting.
First meeting, then we'll know if we congratulated you.
Yeah. Come back anytime.
Don't resign now after this first meeting.
Yeah.
So is there somebody I need to get in touch with? Or are they going to get in touch with me?
I will email Kat from Kite.
Okay.
She'll get in touch with you.
Okay. Great.
And your meeting is in
December 13th at 1:00 in this room.
There you go.
Okay.
So
put that on your calendar.
I will do that.
Be here early.
Yep.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm assuming he's replacing Gary Burstow.
That was a sports
And that expires in 2020. Is it what time of the year does it expire? I don't remember.
So that's upcoming.
July or November.
Yeah.
What time is that board meeting on the 13th?
1:30?
1 o'clock?
1 o'clock here. I don't know if I'll make it or not, but I might try to.
We'll have to check on that, Holly. I don't know. But 2020 is coming up, so that could be.
If you want to check with Tracy. Okay. No, she has that. It's posted, but the month isn't posted.
But that will be up to us again.
Yeah.
So you have an out if you don't like your first meeting. You don't have to renew.
Well,
just saying.
But if you do, you still have to renew.
Right. It'll be very interesting. So
I always get leery when I hear that comment.
But they always are.
I'm pretty excited to learn some stuff and try to serve. So
good. That's what we want to hear.
I can't.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy business to make something like this work.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give Josh a pat on the back from being involved with our rodeo organization, because those of you who have not seen the recognition we give to the veterans up there on Saturday doing rendezvous, he's the guy that's got the truck that puts that flag up in the air, way up in the air. So he's been very receptive to doing that, and I suspect Josh will make a great board member.
We're looking forward to it.
Yes.
Thanks, Josh.
This is good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, appreciate it. We are now to public comment. Do we have any public comment?
None in public.
Well, yeah, we're good. So no public comment. We'll recess for lunch. Be back here at 1 o'clock.
Where are we going?
You know, we were going to just have to come over here, but with a short time frame, I think the best thing to do is just
I wonder.
We get served there about as quick as
anybody. Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me.
You know, if you got your credit card, we can go across the street.
I've got a credit card.
Hong Kong food.
But it has a limit.